Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The $10 trillion prize, captivating the newly affluent in China and India. By Michael J. Silverstein, Abhik Singhi, Carol Yao, and David Michael, with Simon Target. Narrated by Don Hagen. Preface. The rise of China and India and the growing impact of these countries on the global economy is a story that has been written about extensively. Historians, economists, and business professors, among others, have all sought to explain the extraordinary emergence of the world's most populous nations in a library of books that have tumbled out of publishing houses over the past 10 years. So why publish yet another book on China and India? The answer is this. No book is truly focused on the vital force that will transform these countries and their economies in the decade ahead, namely the new consumers, or shown how companies can capitalize on the new opportunities. No one has written clearly about these consumers' hopes, dreams, and ambitions. No one has closed the loop on income growth, education, jobs, and the net expansion of markets for food, apparel, housing, transportation, healthcare, education, and financial services. The complete picture, with all the detail of the rural and urban communities, the rich and the poor, and the burgeoning middle class, has yet to be drawn. This book aims to fill the gap. New consumers, new opportunities. Consumers in India and China are the new kings and queens of the global economy. They have fast-changing tastes and appetites, and they are transforming the world with their consumption. Consider the following facts, which provide a snapshot of what the opportunity is for the rest of this decade. There will be nearly 1 billion middle-class consumers, some 320 million households, in China and India by 2020. They are demanding more, better, now, for themselves and their children. The number of billionaires is rising. In 2001, China had one billionaire and India had four. Today, there are 115 billionaires in China and 55 in India. The two markets will give rise to some of the world's most powerful companies. China already has three of the world's top...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?